The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is taking a cautious approach when it comes to net zero public transportation. The municipality had plans to buy electric buses to replace its current fleet, but concerns out of another Nova Scotia community are raising a red flag. The CBRM Director of Public Works, John Phelan, says their counterparts in the provincial capital are reporting problems with e-buses, indicating fuel engines are more powerful than batteries.
We spoke to Halifax. Sometimes the stories you get are not as rosy. We spoke with the actual transit people, and they've canceled a number of orders that they've had for electric buses. The 30 that they have, they're having all kinds of issues with operating them, and their efficiency is only up to 60% of what was planned. They can't operate them in areas where if you have a lot of heavy rain or big puddles and stuff, you can't operate them those days. They can't operate on hills. They're having all kinds of issues.
Meanwhile, Mayor Cecil Clark tells Coast Radio those concerns are a major factor in the decision to hold off for now when buying electric buses. Clark says some buses in the CBRM cover about 200,000 kilometers per year, and he wonders if the batteries can handle long distances consistently.
When we have in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality long routes, when you talk Northside, the Sydney Glace Bay, the express routes, so you're going to be talking that if we were operating buses, they would have to be in, you know, concentrated areas. The CBRM, our officials have been very clear, we're not isolated or unique. We're not putting a brake on getting new electric buses. And other jurisdictions are finding operating challenges. And they might be able to absorb it better than we can, but at least before we get electric buses here, we can look to say, okay, we just need to make sure we can maintain the level of service we require.
Clark says they are not saying no to electric buses in the future, but he is suggesting a compromise involving reliable, environmentally friendly public transportation.
As I say, I think a diesel hybrid, which do exist, may be a middle-of-the-road approach for the time being, and a way to show stewardship and to take advantage of, you know, efficiencies and be mindful of the environment, but to keep up the pace.
Clark shifts gears to a part of the net zero program that would include a new bus terminal that can accommodate electric vehicles, and the facility would be worth more than $50 million. He says those talks are also on hold.
It's not insignificant dollars, but if we're going to spend it, are we going to make sure we get value for it? I don't believe in just spending money because we got an agreement and then not have a purpose.
The CBRM had plans to buy more than 40 e-buses. An electric bus costs roughly $1 million. The municipality plans to revisit the discussion at a future council meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.